Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ells for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013.
Episode 8.50, the Championship Recap Show.
Wow!
Also known as the Hey, Where's My Badge Gone Show.
Hey, we'll talk about that later, but I want a bet. So, and it was your collateral for your bet. When you lose your bet, you lose your collateral.
And I know,
I am the smartest man.
You don't have to play it right now. You're not. I just picked the wrong game. How about that?
You did pick the wrong. And I told you picked the wrong game.
Yeah.
I told you the only game I was concerned about was the San Francisco 49ers.
So you're going to drop the helmets with all your movement.
I might just drop the helmets.
They're already, wobbling right now.
So we've moved the Super Bowl helmets to the front of the table so we don't have to even look over our shoulders. We can be reminded of the greatness and the halo
Although
of the
San Francisco 49ers should be over here. They are considered the home team.
I'm doing this for television, Steven.
They're considered the home team.
I'm doing this for television. The home team goes on the right.
There is no television.
But I'm doing it for television.
Okay.
When we do television, we set it for the viewer at home.
Yes, but we're
not. So we always have the helmet.
But we're not on TV!
Well, if I said it the other way, Steven, I do dyslexia.
I'm a little bitter.
You're bitter at my house, and was difficult.
I'm not.
You were nice.
I wasn't
bitter
at your house.
You get quiet. When you're losing something that you foresaw differently, you tend to get quiet. I don't know if you're being reflective inside or if you're fuming mad.
No.
I don't know but you get quieter.
How would I get quieter?
Maybe I'm oversensitive.
Maybe.
But it seemed like you were getting quieter, and I didn't want to talk as much because I was winning.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to look like I was being a Bill Belichick
you
in
not
defeat.
Talk as much? Come on.
It happens.
Really? No.
I didn't want to look like a Bill Belichick and like a sore winner in this case instead of a sore loser.
I see.
And I didn't want to, and I certainly didn't want to go all Harbaugh and slapping you on the back and congratulating myself.
Yes.
I mean,
that would not have been good. I would have chased you 40 yards.
So there is something inside that says,
no,
I really hate losing.
Had you hit me on the back and said, I told you, then I probably would have
told you. He said, good game.
Well, whatever.
Good game.
Whatever it was.
Good game.
I would have probably decked someone. But
okay, so.
I was just watching the game.
You're watching the game, but you got quiet.
There was nothing to say. The Ravens said it all for me. That hit Pollard put on Stephen Ridley said it all for me.
He's a New England Patriots assassin.
Killer, yes.
He's an assassin.
I had nothing to say after that.
That fumble,
which, by the way, wasn't a fumble. I will go to my grave saying that was not a fumble.
You will go to
his
your grave.
His butt was on the ground, and then the ball hit his knee, and the knee popped, and
down
the ball
by contact.
Popped out. That's down.
Ground cannot cause fumble.
So, you know, I don't make the rules. I don't like that rule, by the way.
Okay.
There used to be a time where you come out from the pile with the football, or it belongs to whoever's got the ball.
Right.
There was a time.
I remember that time.
You know,
those days are long gone.
Long gone. You know, but I don't make
days?
The rules. And because I don't make the rules, I just want the rules to be enforced. If the rule says you have to get control of the ball when it hits the ground and it cannot move, I want that to be enforced, much like Jim Harbaugh does. He gets a little crazy on the sideline when they don't change it. I want those rules to be enforced.
So if the ball moves, say, 6 or 7 inches forward, you believe that it moved.
Yes, exactly.
So
and it should be an incomplete pass.
So if there's conclusive evidence that the ball moved at least 6 inches forward in the player's hand, then it probably was moving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, you're a stickler, but I'll have to grant you that, Steven.
So, I mean, there really was, I don't know what you want me to say. I mean, next time I know, I'll sit there and be like,
be more fun.
Wow, I didn't see this coming.
Be more fun.
I was fun.
Just be a fun loser. And just like, oh, wow, look at me.
Wow.
That sucks.
I was taking a page from Jeff. You're not a fun loser either.
No.
Is there really such a thing as a fun loser?
Yeah, they're called losers.
As much as I love your dad, he was a fun loser.
He was a fun loser, but he was a loser. Except for in hearts. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah,
he'll
kick your butt in hearts.
He could shoot the moon. He could tell you, I'm about to shoot the moon. Have a nice hand.
And you wouldn't be able to stop
him. Usually, you know, you got to wait a couple hands to go, wait, I think he's shooting the moon.
Yeah.
No, he'll just tell you and they'll do it. That guy was a sick card player. That's how he got kicked out of Long Beach City College as student body president, because he was playing cards all the time for a dime a point instead of attending class.
Wow.
But a great guy. I love my dad. Yeah. And as my new avatar dictates, I love my dad. People are like, that's kind of weird with your dad. I'm like, not to me.
It was
a little weird seeing my dad.
With your dad.
That was the last fun picture of my dad.
I see.
I have a picture of him in the hospital where he looks great.
Yeah.
But he's in a hospital. So that's the one from Christmas a few days before. So that was cool. So Steven?
Yes. Let's hit bang it in.
Let's do that. Have we started the show?
No.
Oh.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Here. Now, this is a dollar, okay?
Verify. That
Verify
is a dollar.
That is a
and
dollar.
It's actually intact, which is weird
it
for
is.
Our dollars. It's not torn.
And you don't even let me pay you. You've already got my badge.
It was collateral.
On your side of the
collateral.
Of the table. Yeah, but it's usually sitting here, and yours is sitting there, and then whoever wins takes it together. You've already taken it. The show hasn't even started yet.
I worked here last night for Talk Sport Radio.
Yes, you were in the Rave Cave working. I understand.
And so, as I was packing up to leave the cave last night, I'm flipping off the lights, turning off the clock, because we don't want to, Lord knows, we don't want to burn out another adapter on the big clock.
Yeah, don't do
so
that.
So I'm turning off the clock when we leave. And
are we going to take the big clock with us to the Super
awesome.
Bowl? Wouldn't it be awesome if we just have it
there? Just to stress people out. I want a monitor that says wrap now. That just blinks. Wrap now.
They're like, you're timing this interview? Hell yeah.
Should we bring our no autographs please sign? Things we stole from the last Super Bowl.
It's probably bad form to
Motorola may not be hosting. Where
That's
is it?
True.
Where'd the sign go? It's behind me.
I don't know.
It's over
behind
here.
You.
No autographs, please.
I can't wait. Can we just go to the Super Bowl now? Can we just leave?
I am not prepared to leave right now.
Yeah, neither am I. We still got things
to
do. We got
to
get
business to
bags
do.
And signage and stuff.
We want to thank the James Tsukamoto camera rental company for our former intern for selling us his old bag that we need for all of our gear.
Yes.
He says he'll give it to us for $190. I'm like, well, giving for $190, that's kind
really
of
giving
oxymoronic
it to
there.
It. Yeah.
The word give means to freely dispose of.
And he would gladly sell it to us for
a loss for him.
Yeah, it would be a loss for him.
Because he's not using it.
But
is
it really a loss? I mean, you can't expect to get full price for something that you've owned for 3 years.
So we all hope.
Yeah.
It just never works out that way. By the way, I'm selling my full-size iPad, fourth generation Retina.
Would you give it to me for $100?
No, I give it to you for $50.
Yeah, I can't do the $50. How about this? How about I trade you my iPad 2 for your new iPad?
No. Well, what, for my mini? First of all, nobody gets mini.
No, not your mini. For your iPad.
I told you this is called mini me, didn't I?
No,
it is called Mini Me.
Okay, for the one that you're selling, and then you can sell this one.
No, see, you know,
I mean, because you just have a nice new iPad sitting there doing nothing.
It is doing nothing.
I would use it.
It's not. And by the way, the regular iPads are now being called a large piece of glass.
You're calling it that.
It's official. Came down from Cupertino. Apparently, you didn't know that there was breaking news.
No, I didn't.
It is a large piece of glass.
I see. Large piece of glass.
Because that's what it feels like when you held the mini, which is literally so tiny and thin, wafer thin, and it feels so different, which is why I love it so much. So I need to sell my large piece of glass, and Gazelle.
Yeah.
Gazelle.com will
It wasn't Giselle that had comments after this game.
We'll
it was
there.
Welker's wife.
We'll
get to that later.
But Giselle.com Gazelle.com is only giving like $450 for a full-size, all-tricked-out iPad.
Yeah.
With LTE support and everything.
And how much do you want to get?
Retails for like $830.
So it still retails for that much?
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking $600 because it doesn't have a scratch on it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's a heck of a deal.
Yes.
So
I can't afford it, but no. I would be more willing to trade my iPad too.
If Giselle would give me $500 for yours, then I'd probably trade you and sell yours and be willing to choke the loss down.
I don't know how much Giselle.
I'm just trying to start this new ad campaign for them. If they got her as a corporate sponsor, it'd be awesome. And they could have all this confusion. No, it's Giselle, boys, not Giselle.
Not Giselle. Giselle.com.
I'm an ideas man, Chuck. These things just happen. They come to me. Feed mayonnaise to tuna, make tuna fish. What? These things just come to me.
So am I an iPad 2 or iPad 3?
You're
or
an iPad 4? You're an iPad 2.
So what's the difference between 3 and 4?
Retina and LTE.
And what do you have?
I have the 4, which has the faster little processor.
Okay.
That's the only, and a better camera, I think.
So I have iPad 2 Verizon.
She's going to give you like $100. Giselle.
Giselle says that she will give me $210.
See, that's just a ripoff.
Yeah, that is a ripoff.
It's normally, and I totally
you
support.
You could probably still get it's probably $399, $499 still.
Probably. Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Giselle.com. Yes. I usually flip my phones there, and which is I go every other iPhone. And I'm not playing the bias card. If you like the Samsung Galaxy 3S, I don't care. And if you like a flip phone, I don't care. If you want one of Scully and Mulder's giant brick phones, I don't care. Okay? I'm an iPhone guy. So I go every other model, and I flip it on
is that the 64? Yours is the 64?
Yeah. 30, mine's the big badass.
Okay. All right.
And it's a stupid price, and it's Verizon, and it's so fast.
$480.
$480 for something that retails today for $850.
All right,
it's like, and it doesn't have a scratch. It's like, come on, people.
I put flawless.
So, big fan of Giselle.
Giselle.com.
When you say things wrong enough, it's hard.
Yes.
Giselle.com. Big fan of them. I flip phones.
They're not even paying us
regularly
for this ad.
They're not. That's my point.
No, I've sold my old iPhone.
And they're great. They send you the box. They send you the packing materials, the packing slip. And it could not be more simple. And then
there,
they send
they
you a check.
Your phone and
they confirm it. They send you a check. Boom. Yeah. Bada boom, bada bang.
Bada bing.
What do you want? So, back to the NFL. Steven and I had a great day of games on Sunday. We had good fun watching.
We did. No, apparently I was a bad visitor.
No. I never used the word horrible. I said you got quiet.
Okay. Yes, I was a silent visitor.
Although you did nearly fall asleep during, I must say,
the second game
probably
was
had
boring.
Nothing to do with the outcome of the game as it did.
No.
A little bit of I don't know what it was, but you took a sleeping pill between games.
I tell you what. I had a blast with the girls at Disneyland.
You did.
And my
on
buddy
Saturday,
Matt,
you got there an hour before open. You went true California style.
Yes, yes.
An hour before open.
We didn't do it on purpose. We thought it opened today.
I know that. I was trying to give you a lot of props.
Or should I throw my wife under the bus and say she thought it opened today?
Trisha never makes mistakes.
She did on this one.
Okay.
And then they scanned our passes and there was a problem and she's like, oh, please tell me that we're not blacked out today.
As Carrie likes to say, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus.
So, but literally, I was butt tired, dog, come Sunday.
But you had a lot of energy for the 49ers Falcons.
Well, that was
the
early
game.
And
that's
the
game you
won
later.
Yes, because I knew this situation might happen. I might get really tired for the late game. So I want it to be the more exciting one. Because trust me, of the two, which one was more exciting?
Yeah, the earlier one.
Niners-Falcons.
But
Niners,
I must say,
Falcons.
There was a certain amount of watching a car wreck of
I
the
will
Patriots
admit,
losing that was interesting.
I will admit, I have absolutely no idea what happened at halftime to about 4 minutes of the third quarter, into the third quarter, where I think I dozed off.
So therefore, would you say that you were probably quieter?
But it's not that...
Hey! Your Honor... I want to encourage the defendant to please just answer the question.
Can I ask you a question first?
Only after you answer my question, and it's a yes or no question. Were you quieter?
I was sleeping!
Were you therefore quieter?
Yes!
All right, thank you. Your Honor, I rest. The The prosecution rests.
Wow, I'm being prosecuted for being quiet.
Less fun.
I'm sorry.
Less fun. You were less fun, but you were asleep. So
I was.
I understand.
I was tired.
I can't call you a poor sport if you were asleep, because that's hardly being a poor sport, unless you consider severe depression that causes sleep.
I was tired, and I really was not looking forward to that game from the beginning, and I was pretty vocal about my displeasure at that game. So there you go.
I was excited. I was totally looking forward to the game. It went exactly as I expected. Yeah. And no one expected them to win by what, 14? What did they win by?
I don't know, but nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects
And nobody expected the Patriots to score 0 points in the second half.
Yeah.
Did you expect seriously them to get shut out in the second half?
No, I really thought we were going to have a lot of points scored in this game.
Yeah.
And I thought that Joe Flacco would exploit the secondary of the New England Patriots that was suspect, and they would win that.
So let's get to the first game. We got to sort this first. Well, this is the first game.
So last night, I took it upon myself to be ornery, and I took Stephen's media credential, game day credential, most importantly, from Super Bowl 46.
Yes.
And I return it to you.
Thank you. And I'll give you, and I'll replace it with the dollar that it was holding. And I can see there are my two media. See, I'm getting ready to get my third game day media credential for the third straight Super Bowl. Yeah,
this 15, is a Super Bowl.
Remember?
Right.
15.
15.
I've chomped this in.
We're doing. Chomped again. Lord.
I've chomped this in for 15 consecutive Super Bowls, Jeff. You know what that puts me at? That puts me at 60 years old.
Yeah, you're not taking my age into account at all.
No, I'm
where
not.
I'll be getting my senior citizen discount.
You're coming with. You're just coming with. No, 55. It'll put me at 55. 55, and you 60. Me 55, okay. You 60.
Me 55, you 60.
You can make it at 60, right? You can walk around.
If I continue working out and actually have shoulder surgery, hate saying that.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of the procedure. Hate saying it. So, you say it now, friends. Shoulder surgery.
Day before the games, on Saturday, we did the Disneyland. Then there was the games. And then yesterday, Monday, which was the day off, the girls, we went to the zoo. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of walking for me.
Martin Luther King
Day. Let's just say that my bones and joints are saying, brother, you need to do some more of this so that when you do these excursions, you're all right. So, yeah, I need some more.
Mrs. Ellis is now working out, and this won't trickle down to my kids, so it's okay. She says she doesn't want to be the grandma that can't get down on the floor and play with her grandkids.
Nice.
I'm sorry. We're 47, and our kids are 18 and 15.
Yeah.
That's out there a little bit, okay?
Yeah.
But she's a woman.
She's going to be
she's
the grandma.
She's a woman. She thinks down the road. She's always thinking down the road. That's what
I'm
women
gonna
do.
Be the grandpa that, you know. Come on, I'm the cool dad, so I got to be the cool grandpa,
too.
You are
the coolest dad, Stephen. I don't want to inflate an ego that could be inflated, but I think you're probably the coolest dad I've ever met.
Oh, well, thanks.
Your kids are so freaking lucky.
Yeah.
And I'll tell this story that I've never told on the air, but I've told it to you once. I came by his house to pick something up. And he didn't know I was coming by his house, so I'm taking a right onto his street. He had no idea I was in the car. And I see him leaving, which is too bad because I'm going to miss him. And he's seated at the intersection, and I swear to God, he's yelling at his children, which really troubled me because I felt a little badly. I'm like, I don't know who did what, but I can't imagine Stephen yelling at his children. Then I realized they were singing at the top of their lungs. And everyone was laughing. That was the mouth open wide and huge. All the windows were up.
Yes.
And what looked like yelling was actually singing. And what a fun. How great to be raised by a dad that fun.
Yeah, we do sing a lot in the car.
There you go.
All right. So let's go. So before you take your dollar, we got to talk about what it was that earned you a dollar. We'll start with the NFC and the NFC Championship game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Atlanta Falcons, number one versus number two, mano a mano in Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Jeffrey.
Now, did you see Mr. King's column yesterday?
I did not.
Here's where a brother's at.
A brother's been doing so much of his own writing. That I have yet, my time has been limited to view others' writings.
PK always has time. He usually reads his colleagues' writings, though.
Yeah.
He doesn't generally get beyond that. Okay, well, PK's column yesterday, he was in Atlanta. He said the noise in the Georgia Dome was second only to Seattle.
Right.
He said he was stunned, and he's been to many games there.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of things right about this equation.
I've been to a couple games. I've never.
We've been to one game there.
I've been there before. Okay. Without you. I do go to games without you from time to time.
Well, that's bad on you because, as we've already established, I'm the fun guy.
There you go.
But when we went, it was pretty dang loud, and it was just a regular season game against the Packers.
Yeah.
And there was tons of Packers fans there, so, I mean, it was really loud. And I don't suspect there was a ton of 49ers fans there.
No.
And it was loud. And Peter King noted it was very, very loud, and they had a great run of success. And Atlanta got off to a hot start. And what have we seen in this postseason? But the teams that score early tend to lose.
Finish hot, start hot, finish cold. Yes.
And start cold, finish hot. Steve and I say that in poker, and yes, we believe it's true in gambling. If you start hot, you will probably go on a losing streak very quickly, and if you start cold, you'll probably hit a heater eventually. So you just got to be patient or bail early.
Yes.
And if the Atlanta Falcons could have shut that thing down at halftime, they would have been victorious. But alas, there's four quarters. There are 60 minutes of football that need to be played.
Yes. Well, unfortunately for the Atlanta Falcons, they got into this rut late in the season of having to come back after having a lead. They lost the lead, and then they had to come back to win. Well, it was the same situation this week. They had a 17-point lead. Everything was going good. Then they fell behind. And didn't you just think, this is the Atlanta Falcons we've seen all season long. They've got the ball last. They're going to go down. Matt Ryan's going to put it in the end zone, and they're going to win the game because that's what they've been doing. That's how they've been pulling out their victories.
It is. And Matt Ryan has been doing a phenomenal job at quarterback doing that. And I've been so impressed with his maturity. So many of my August predictions were based on the fact that he and Joe Flacco, entering their fifth year in the league, that this is when the elite quarterbacks really hit their stride. And that's why I picked them to go to the Super Bowl back in August. And he just I don't know what happened. He ran out of gas. He came up short. You know what happened is he separated his left clavicle.
Yes, that's
true. That certainly doesn't help.
His final drive was pretty bad. But here, I want to give you their final four plays from once they got to the San Francisco 16-yard line. Okay,
with the broken clavicle? Yes,
at this point he did have the broken clavicle.
This really makes the deep ball impossible.
There's no deep ball. You're at the 16-yard line.
You don't need one. I understand.
You're at the 16-yard line. First and 10 from the San Francisco 16. They hand off to Jacquizz Rodgers for a gain of one. Okay. You know, there's still 2 minutes and change at this point. So, all right. You want to run the ball? Fine. Michael Turner's injured. Which definitely,
I don't think that really.
I think it hurt.
Steven,
it did. Their style
Michael
was.
Michael Turner's the most overrated player of this postseason.
I don't think so, Jeff. Because I think the reason why Jacquizz Rodgers does so well is because he is so different from Michael Turner. Michael Turner comes right at you, boom, he's going to run you over. Uh-huh. Well, Rodgers doesn't do that. He's going to get around you with his quickness and his speed. But so there's a different style of run. So one makes the other better because, okay, who's in there? Okay, this is the guy that tries to run me over. Right. And you got to know, okay, how am I going to tackle this guy? And so that makes Rodgers better. And I think once Turner was out of there and all the Niners defenders had to say, okay, this is Rodgers, this is the speed guy, we could bring him down, he wasn't as effective anymore.
I agree with you, Steven, but I don't know why Mike Smith didn't use a lot more Jason Snelling, who's also a bruising type of running back. He's a fullback, but he can run successfully as a running back. And why you don't use him as the bruiser, and then you still have the mixed back setup. And I was very disappointed that Smith did not go to Snelling.
Well, I'll tell you why the only reason I had a problem with this one-yard run to Jacquizz Rodgers
right.
on first and 10 from the 16 is because there was 2:23. It was two and change left. And because they ran the ball, then it came the two-minute warning.
Right.
Had they thrown the ball and it had been incomplete or they gone out of bounds, they still got a couple plays before the two-minute warning. And
well, Stephen, I thought they were trying to actually milk the clock. So I thought this was intentional. They were so confident in their ability to score that they wanted the clock. They didn't want to give the ball back to a guy that can run 85 yards at will, which would be Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't done that to us yet.
Yeah. So they gained 1 yard, went down to the two-minute warning, 2nd and 9 from the 9 or 15-yard line. Matt Ryan goes back to the pass. He connects to your guy Snelling for a 5-yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 4. And at this point, you could really see Ryan was struggling with that shoulder.
It was hurting him greatly.
It wasn't his throwing shoulder, but
no,
still.
When it's your throwing shoulder, you're screwed.
Yeah, you can't.
When it's your non-throwing shoulder, it eliminates your ability to throw beyond 7-8 yards, basically. Because of the windup required, you're basically puncturing internal organs virtually, and it's ridiculously painful. And
3rd and 4. Next two plays that I have an issue with. 3rd and 4 from the 10, 4th and 4 from the 10. Both passes went to Roddy White, but both passes were thrown in the middle of the field.
They were thrown in the middle.
And
I'm sorry, who owns the middle?
A dude named Patrick Willis.
On the offensive side of the ball, who owns the middle? The guy who had burned Patrick Willis a few times
in
the game. Tony Gonzalez.
Why didn't they once go
to their Hall of Famer, Tony Gonzalez? Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, he's not Tony Montana. He's Tony Gonzalez.
I know he's not a special teamer for the 49ers last year, but Tony Montana and Tony Gonzalez, they kind of
Tony Gonzalez.
And I love Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, and you know what? And for everybody complaining, there was no pass interference. He was inside of 5 yards. There were 4 yards to gain, and he was right at the sticks.
Yep.
So that means he didn't go 5 yards. So that means you can chuck him and you can bump him. So there was no pass interference there. They were not the calls that I expected Atlanta to make.
Mike Smith changed his offensive philosophy.
Situation.
Boom, in that moment. And that's very strange.
Yeah.
And that possibly prevented you from being able to win a football game and go on to a Super Bowl. And so the questions we did for Sky Sports News Radio this morning was, does this help add to their legacy of being chokers? And Steve and I said, yeah.
Not being able to be clutch.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. I put this on Mike Smith instead of on Matt Ryan.
I'm actually going to put it a little bit too on the defensive coordinator.
Can I?
You got to look at the defense. You're like, look, man, your team's giving you seven. Last week they gave you a 20-point lead.
This week
they give you a 17-point lead.
Blew it,
and you blew both of them. You can't do that.
Stop it.
You cannot do that. And so the interesting question is, are the Falcons going to maybe look at changing defensive coordinators?
Okay.
Jeff's like, okay.
I approve. Jeff approves of that.
Jeff
message.
Approve
now. I've got to throw Rich Eisen under the bus here. It's time for him to let go of the Mattrel.
The Mattrel.
He doesn't prefer Matty Ice. He prefers the Mattrel.
Oh, like
the nickname Mattrel, for Matt Ryan.
The Mattrel.
Right,
Mattrel.
The Mattrel. Yeah. And he rode that all through the post game, and I'm like, dude, he lost. If he had won and he's going to the Super Bowl, you then can try and keep a new nickname alive.
You can try and.
Yeah, because you got the whole Super Bowl hype 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
But no, he lost. Rich, drop it. Drop the Mattrel. You see Irvin looking at him. You see Falk looking at him like, really? You're still beating that dead horse? Come on. Matty Ice, what everyone calls him. He doesn't even hate
me. Well, sometimes you don't, you know, let stuff die. You beat stuff to the ground.
Oh, I beat stuff to death all the time. This is a man talking from personal experience. Rich, there's times to let things go.
Yes.
And
Jeff
is
being the bigger man. He is teaching
I've beaten bigger horses than you could possibly care about. And we all know, Steve. Okay, quick film recommendation for the highly cynical and politically savvy and those who enjoy Hollywood.
Yes.
Oh, that's you.
Okay.
and me.
What is that?
I saw again Wag the Dog last night.
Oh, I love Wag the Dog.
I know. I'd only seen it once.
We'll stop on it whenever it's on.
Ironically, they put it on Inauguration Day.
That's funny.
That was highly cynical, but it was so much fun. De Niro and Dustin Hoffman are ridiculously good.
Awesome,
his character,
man.
He is the most obnoxious Hollywood producer you can imagine. The building's on fire. This is not a problem. This is not a problem. Back in 76, when we were filming this, we had an earthquake.
Yeah.
Killed our entire crew. Replaced him by noon.
bro. Wag the dog. Yes, you
strongly
must.
Strongly recommend. It is highly cynical, but it is good fun.
Didn't they make up stuff that happened in the war? Is that what, right?
They made up a war. The president is caught with a little sexual impropriety, and they thought for his ratings.
That's right.
It was coming up on an election, and his ratings were taking a massive hit. His popularity ratings were like 14% approval, and he wasn't going to win the election, the re-election. So they invented a war with Algeria, and Canada a little bit, because Canada was marshaling their nuclear forces on the U.S. border, which they don't have nukes. It was brilliant. And then the CIA shut down the war because they found out it wasn't real. And they shut it down. This is not a problem. Yeah. This is not a problem. And then they invented this hero, Schumann, who is Woody Harrelson's
Schumann,
character.
That's right. Schumann, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Woody Harrelson plays a psychopath in the movie. It's so much fun.
Who basically saved like his entire battalion or something like that,
but he's a nut job. And so they had to kill him. He literally got killed. Oh, my gosh. So much fun. Wag the dog. Go watch it.
Wag the dog.
So, final thoughts about this game, Steven. I think that
Atlanta did it to themselves.
Atlanta shot themselves.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate, but San Francisco certainly. Look, cap tip right here. Jim Harbaugh, one hell of a coaching job.
Yeah, except you got to, keep your composure a little bit when the call doesn't go your way. You can't.
I was disappointed in the announcing team for Fox. It was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
They could not come up with the word apoplectic.
Yes.
To describe Jim Harbaugh's reaction to
I got
to
go look it up
to
myself.
To not having his challenge flag call upheld. Upon further review, they stayed with the ruling on the field that it was not a fumble. And Jim Harbaugh, there is no other way to describe it. They kept saying he's beside himself. Boy, I've never seen anything like this. The word is apoplectic. And that is exactly what Jim Harbaugh went through. It is basically something to the extent of your heart explodes. And that is actually what Harbaugh went through. Did you find the definition?
No, I apparently spelled it wrong because I got apoplectin.
Well, what does that mean?
What is apoplectin? It's a antioxidant compound found in apples.
Okay. I will give you this.
Apoplectic. Apoplectic.
Overcome with anger, extremely indignant, relating or denoting apoplexy, which is a stroke.
You learn stuff here, people.
Rants and Raves Network. You learn stuff here. Generally relates to a stroke.
Okay.
You have an apoplectic attack.
Well, that's what it looked like he was
having. Seriously, somebody get him a crash cart now.
Yeah.
He was, oh man, was he mad.
But yeah, like I said, last week I was certainly totally on board. And now this week you got to be on board because, look, he didn't have to run. He ran twice. He had two rushing attempts. That's why I lost the dollar. I said he would rush for over 90.
I said he wouldn't have half of what he did the week before.
He went 181, so he had to run for 90.
One passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and 90 yards rushing. Seems like easy peasy lemon squeezy. I said, he hasn't averaged that yet this year.
Yeah, but he didn't have to. He threw it. He threw the ball.
Yeah.
The Falcons said, we're not going to let you run. Throw it. Let's see if you can beat us throwing it.
I have a great arm.
Okay.
Thanks for the dollars. This is the sound of Steven's dollar. And this is the sound of my dollar. Mine's newer. Mine sounds crisper because it was newer.
Well, it's probably a newer dollar.
It is a newer dollar. So now I'll put it over here to my dollar. Now, do you have enough dollars for what's to come? I keep taking more dollars from you. I got a pile. I've got at least 7 pieces of dollars here.
Notice you said pieces.
Yes.
I got some dollars. I got a 5 spot.
Yeah.
You want to go to a 5 spot?
But we'd have to bet on the Super Bowl or something.
This is the Super Bowl.
So we got to up the ante.
You got to up the ante to the Super Bowl. No more dollars.
Me. Now, we probably shouldn't have cash laying around on Radio Row as we discuss wagering. No matter what the dollar amount, I don't think there'll be a lot of understanding from Randall and friends.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing our friends of the NFL under the bus.
We probably should not be talking about wagering on Radio Row.
I am going to lobby once I'm old and retired after my, I'm 65 and I'm at Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Would you please allow dollar wagers? Just make it official NFL policy. It's a dollar wagers.
You can wager a
dollar. Anybody can. We're going to make it a federal law that dollar wagers are legal in the United States. We may keep our gambling laws to where you only bet real money in Nevada and things like that. Yes. But between friends, office workers, you can always bet a
box. Doesn't that happen? I mean, you can always
bet. It happens all the time, and nobody's going to convict you.
Right.
But it is technically illegal.
So office pools, are those
totally
illegal?
Totally illegal.
Really?
Totally illegal.
What about the Super Bowl squares where you buy squares?
At a party?
Yes.
That's in the privacy of your own home.
Right.
And I would hope.
But what about in the office? There are people who have offices.
Regardless of how progressive we get, I hope you and I would both agree that you want the government to stay the hell out of our house.
Yes.
If I'm gambling in my house, leave me alone. The 49ers just
fell. There you go.
And that was not me.
There you go. I didn't do nothing.
It was a spirit.
Ooh. Well, we are talking about that game. But, Jeffrey, you got to give it to the Niners and just their game plan. And they never panicked. You know, some teams, they go down 17-0. It's panic mode. Panic button.
They never
danger. Panicked. Danger, Will Robinson. And they don't come back to win football games. The Niners didn't panic. They kept playing. They went down 24-14 at the half. They were only down 10 points. They got back into it. They won the game. And they just – they I you know what? I'm a little upset that I didn't go with them.
I wanted you to. I don't wish you had, because then I would be in the unfortunate position of picking opposite you for the Super Bowl, which I don't want to be in.
And now I'm in that position, and I don't like that position. I want my pick to be right.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be – if I'm going to miss – you know, if I'm going to have to get punished, I'm going to get punished. I'm going to be right. I'm going to be right. Don't look at me like you're confused.
Well, that is the look. It's confusion. So good job for reading emotions.
Jeff's confused.
I am confused. Now, I'm going to put a poll up later today on Facebook.
Okay.
And have people give their opinions.
Yes.
Because
you're saying I should pick opposite of you.
So that you tie.
So that I have a chance to tie it, even though I don't believe that's what's going
to
happen.
And so that you won't have to lose and be punished. That's what I did 2 years ago, and it worked out great.
But you didn't think the Saints were going to win.
I didn't think the Saints had a chance of beating the Packers.
Okay, it just happened.
Yeah, it did. I fell into a tie, and I was eternally grateful.
Yeah, no, I want my pick to be right. At the Super Bowl matters, man. It matters to people. I want my pick to be right.
I want to be right, too, and in this case, not be punished.
Yeah, and you know what? I started even thinking about it even more.
Wait. You put more thought into this
and
still feel the same way?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Had I, last week, picked the teams I wanted and not to pick the teams I thought were going to win the game.
Okay.
I thought New England was going to win. I thought San Francisco was going to win. That's why I picked them. It's not who I wanted to win.
I didn't want Atlanta to win over San Francisco.
Okay, but
I like San Francisco better.
Yeah, but you went with your picks. You went with your picks.
I went with my August picks.
But hold on one second.
Had I gone with who I picked, I would have been right.
I would have. And in that scenario, had I gone with the teams I was rooting for, which was Baltimore and Atlanta.
But were you rooting with your brain or with your heart?
With my heart.
So not with your brain.
No, I'm telling you, the
so with had you my made brain, your picks,
who I thought was going to win was San Francisco and New England. Those were my picks.
Okay.
Who I wanted to win with my heart was Baltimore and Atlanta.
Okay.
Had I gone that way, I most likely, because I would not have trusted Baltimore in New England, I would have gone to Atlanta. I still would have lost. I still would have lost the challenge game.
Got it.
Right?
Got it.
So it didn't matter what I did, whether I picked logically or whether I picked with my heart, I still lost.
Huh. Well, then, is there a conclusion
to be drawn?
So
there's a little bit more peace in me knowing that had I gone that way, I still would have lost either way.
No, it's when you find out that you couldn't have won the blackjack hand regardless.
Right.
You know, it's like if you go ahead and stand on the 16 and the dealer flops and, you know, pulls, and you're like, look, didn't matter what I did. But, Steven, so is there possibly a conclusion to be drawn here about your pick process and your heart and your mind and your heart being possibly closer aligned than you realize?
No.
No?
No, they were completely different.
But the same result. and it's not good.
So they're the same.
That's what I'm saying.
Which is bad.
Which is bad. I'm just
wondering. So this week, I should not pick logic. I should go with my heart because either way, it doesn't matter.
Well, if you're determined to lose, I'm not going to stand in your way. That's for damn sure.
I don't want to get punished, but I want my Super Bowl pick to be
it's
right.
It's not like I did anything Millions with your punishment last year.
Are going, you, that's right. Whatever happened to that video?
It's still on my camera. I plead the football season and we don't have a staff, Steven.
We don't. I'm still trying to figure out how we're going to get through Super Bowl week.
Well, I'm bringing oatmeal for breakfast for myself so that I will eat in my room.
Yes.
Because our hotel...
I don't eat oatmeal.
The NFL assigns us hotels, and they did not assign us a hotel that included free breakfast. Should we find the one that does and just show up?
Yeah. I'm in room...
We're barely... 27. The Underhills.
Yeah.
I'm with the Underhills.
Yeah.
That's a Fletch joke for those of you that are too young to know. No, there's no free breakfast, and... Look, what I'm expecting and what I count on, has this is a yes or no, has Papa John's gone a little crazy with their NFL advertising this year?
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, consistency would say that every day at the Super Bowl, there's Papa John's pizzas flying out people's butts, right?
Maybe.
Yes. They're bragging about how many pizzas they're giving away, right?
So you're saying that I will have no breakfast and I will eat Papa John's pizza?
We will live on pizza for a week.
Okay.
We'll live on. Do we like Papa John's pizza? Yes, we do.
No, I
do
don't.
More than you don't like their sauce.
No,
that's right.
I do like
their pizza. And I may weigh 300 pounds by the end of this, but I'm going to live on Papa John's pizza for a week because it'll be free.
There you go. All right.
And they only came one day last year.
Yeah.
And that was a good day. But they
and
only
you're
came one day.
This year they'll be
they
got to
be there every day. Okay. They've said they're giving away skajillions of pizzas. What if it's just all at the Super Bowl? That's
no,
how they do it.
No, it's not to people at the Super Bowl. It's to people who
they
are
don't
their
make
members.
Caveats.
You can get a pizza for like 7 points, okay?
I don't know what a point is.
If you're a member.
My son holds our account, and so every time we make an order online, he ends up with free pizza.
Yes, because as a matter of fact, they were over here. Jordan and Nick were over here for the last game of the season with the Cowboys and the Redskins.
And they took my
money they saw
and cashed
the promotion.
In my point.
They saw the promotion. We're like, we could have had like 100 pizzas because apparently you guys got like 700 points or something like that.
See, we would because Jordan's in charge of all that.
And Jordan's like, we got so, man, 7 points? He's like, cool, when I get to college this weekend, I'm going to have some Papa John's.
Okay, this serves as a public service announcement to all parents of young people who are technologically more savvy than them. Do not let your children take advantage of you technologically in this internet age, okay? Do not let your children take advantage of you.
Why? What?
And if you're a young person, absolutely take advantage of your parent.
Oh, goodness. All right. The final score, 28-24. San Francisco advances to the Super Bowl for the first time in 18 years, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Claps to them.
Okay, yep. So, according to Urban Dictionary, apoplectic is not just mad. They're so filled with rage, they can barely communicate. If your mother is apoplectic, you better hope it isn't over something you did. It is to disable by a stroke, and that is amazing. But that's what I saw on the sideline there with Jim Harbaugh, but I don't know what he's complaining about because he won. So as we move on to the battle for Baltimore, Baltimore won the battle for Baltimore in New England, Foxborough, in a bitterly, bitterly cold matchup.
AFC Championship game.
Family reunion coming now.
Mr. Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the father.
Jack.
John and Jim.
Jack.
Jack. Who are you going to cheer for? Come on.
If it were my kids, I would root for the one that I like most.
Okay. And who do you like most?
I'm not saying. And frankly, as any parent will attest, the parents who say that they love the kids equally, they're full of crap.
Yeah.
So don't listen to them. The kid you like the most depends on the day.
Really?
I'm sorry, you got multiple kids.
I like my kids equally.
But do you like them the same? You can't because they're different.
They're different.
Okay.
Yes.
So the feelings are different.
I don't know.
The love may be equal.
Yeah.
But the like and stuff. And I said the one I like more, not the one I love more, I think.
If Elena and Emma.
When a kid's. If Kara's having some little issues. Coaching
a woman's basketball team and they were both going for the national championship.
NCAA D1 college national yes. title game in Omaha, Nebraska.
I probably don't watch because I wouldn't be able to cheer for one or the other.
You'd want to tie.
I would. If they could physically tie, that's what I would want.
Steven, I'm with you.
I don't know how you'd cheer for one over the other.
I can't. I frankly, I probably don't watch either. And what John Harbaugh said was interesting is he had reason to believe that his parents might not watch.
How do you?
Now, people want to say, make sure you take the over on the over-under of how many times his parents are shown watching the game.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. You may not be able to find
them.
Yeah,
they may not be there in
because
the stadium.
Because we may need to go find them. Supposedly, they may be in a tunnel somewhere watching the game on a television.
Right.
Because they don't want to be on camera. They don't want to be. They don't want that. No parent wants the scrutiny of playing the. Well, we should call this the Sophie's Choice Bowl.
Sophie's Choice Bowl.
Again, literary film reference.
I don't know what Sophie's Choice was.
Okay.
I know it's a movie, and she had to decide on something.
Meryl Streep, of course, in one of her many Oscar performances.
Did she win?
She did win for that one. But here's the thing. That Sophie's Choice, she's in Nazi Germany. The Nazis say, you can keep one of your two children. Which do you want to keep?
Oh, yeah. That's
bad, right?
I think that's why I didn't watch the movie.
Okay, I'm going to play spoiler here because it's that depressing. You don't want to watch it.
Okay.
So she picks.
Oh, no. She picks one?
And then they take the other.
Okay.
They make her live with the one she sent off to die. Oh snap!
Oh, that's not
As if this
that's
movie isn't
worse.
Depressing enough. Yeah, it's more depressing than that. Sophie's Choice. It's her now older, and she's had to live with this decision, and now she's choosing between two lovers, and they keep jumping back and forth in time between these choices that she's had to make.
That's absolutely horrible.
It's awful, awful. Yeah, no, it is like one of the most
Thanks
evil things.
Thanks for bringing down the entire show.
Hey, it's the effing Nazis that did it. It's not me, okay? I didn't bring the show down. The Nazis did. Okay?
So she actually then chooses, and then they take that one?
She chooses her son over the daughter, and then they take the son away.
Oh, so her daughter now
and
hates her.
And the kids are old enough to know. They're like 8 and 10.
That's,
Mommy didn't choose me.
Yeah.
Oh, oh.
That is just awful.
Okay, I'm looking
I'm glad
at...
I didn't see
I'm
it.
Looking at Facebook, so I was going to get to some questions real quickly. Mike Inns, though, our buddy, Mike the Cabbie, has a post that is hysterical that I feel I need to respond to in time. It has got a picture of a woman on the tube in London, Greater London, and she's wearing a bridal gown, and she is sobbing.
Okay, this is on our Facebook page?
No. You follow Mike on your personal page, don't
yeah,
you?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, people can't post to our business page.
Right.
And so Mike writes, I'm guessing her day didn't go to plan. She's just got her, she's seated and her face is in her hand sobbing. That is so sad. Okay. And it just reminds me of Lady Edith from Downton Abbey, of course, which Stephen can definitely affirm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's so funny. And I just want to type, looks like Lady Edith Crawley got burned again. And all Downton Abbey fans will laugh heartily. But, yeah.
Is she in a wedding gown?
Yes, it's a wedding gown. About an hour ago near Marylebone, UK.
Did the dude leave her at the altar?
Well, that's what happened to Lady Edith. Lady Edith Crawley... gets snubbed again. That's going to get a lot of likes, Stephen. You know what, friends? Let's be honest. All of us on Facebook, all we want is to be liked. We want our comments to be liked. Did someone leave
we want
the
our
altar?
Photos to be liked.
Yes. We want our pages to be liked.
No, I want comments. I know I'm not a like guy. I want you to comment on what I have to
okay,
say
well,
or Stephen, what I have to show you.
I'm switching back to our Rants and Raves page, yes. And I will tell you, we got comments this weekend.
Comments.
We had comments. We had record-setting comments this weekend.
I like that.
I know.
I want to hear what people think.
52 comments on the 1 to 10 scale. How excited are you for this Super Bowl matchup? Forget what you would have preferred, just the game itself. And I would say the average we got was about an 8. On people excited for this game.
Wow.
Now, we had plenty of minus 100s and all sorts of sour grapes in there. But then we had 58 comments on the give us your best name for the Harbaugh Super Bowl.
Yes.
We had 58 of those. That's pretty good. And on question time, which I just put up an hour ago, getting ready to record, your good questions will be read and answered on today's show. Bring them. There's 21 already. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. We're getting some action. Action, action.
Action.
Steven likes comments. He doesn't like likes.
I don't like likes. You know, I mean, likes are good.
I say we're going to be on Sky Sports News.
And we get likes.
And we get likes. I'm like, I want somebody to see it and say that was good or that was rubbish.
That was bad. Or what the hell were you talking about saying that?
Yeah, exactly. I would like, we'd like feedback.
If Randy Moss finally wins a Super Bowl, will he retire for good this year?
I wouldn't. Dude, you could stay on that 49ers team.
And possibly win more.
Move up. Your reputation goes from being a pain in the ass, let's just be honest, to a leader. That's how his reputation shifted.
Uh-huh.
Randy Moss is a pain in the ass. That was his it didn't come from me, didn't come from you.
Yeah.
But that's his league-wide reputation, correct?
What?
The Randy Moss a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know who said that, but...
But that's kind of what evolved.
Sure.
Now, there's very few people that are going to say, yeah, I think he's a real a-hole. But the fact is, perceptions creep up on us before we even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy's had evolved into that for no good reason, frankly, if you ask me. Now he's been this good soldier on the 49ers team, has had a very small role. But what if people said, what a great leader. He's been providing so much leadership, much needed leadership. How does an ass become a leader? Well, you just shut your mouth and do your job, and next thing you know, as you get older, people think you're really wise, and they love him. So I want Randy Moss to stay, and his role on this team is perfect.
All right.
I love it.
Dennis Carmody?
Yeah, Dennis Carmody. We've met him.
We will be so sick of the Brothers Harbaugh storyline by game time that we'll cease to realize how amazing that is. And which one will the parents first visit after the game?
The losing one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's what I do.
I think you've
been. I actually don't go to the winning one. I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah.
I want to stay with my – whatever. Here's the thing about parenting, if you don't know this. The kid who is a parent – I've heard this frequently. A parent's happiness is only as great as their least happy child. Yeah. There's a lot of wisdom in that. It shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not advocating it, but it's true. If you have – you could have six kids. If one of them is miserable, you're going to be kind of miserable.
Yeah.
So you want to be with the kid who's least
what
happy.
What if you're – what – here's my thing. Can you imagine – so Super Bowl is done. One wins. You know, that's just for all intents and purposes.
For all intents and purposes, wins. Somebody wins and somebody loses.
Jim wins. John loses. Okay. And then they're all sitting there at a family dinner. And then –
you're seeing Blue Bloods Sunday family dinner.
And then all of a sudden, John's like, I can't believe you pulled that freaking trick play on freaking Super Bowl on your own brother. And they just freaking just started. And then they got to separate it.
All right, boy, settle down. Settle down.
If one of you says something else, I'll smack you on the head.
Jim. Jackson. This is my dad.
Yeah.
Jim, I want you looking out that window. John, I want you looking out that window. Don't make me get out of this chair. That was my dad with my brother and I.
Oh, that made you look at opposite windows.
Every car ride. Jeff, you look out that window. Mark, you look out that window. And we spent most of our drives in the car looking out separate windows. Or my dad would pop us. Because we would always play the, here's the line game.
Yeah, don't
the
cross half, it.
Don't
yeah,
cross
yeah,
the line. Yeah, yeah. And Mark would, for some reason,
always
cross
try
the
to
line.
Cross it. Yeah.
And I would whine.
I don't know. Are you sure it wasn't the other way around? Weren't you the one who
you
tried
know
to...
us as adults, Stephen. You didn't know us. I was a victim when I was a child. I was a victim of an older brother's bullying ways.
You know what? I'm getting Mark on the phone right now.
You know what he'll say?
What?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Mark won't argue with that. I remember, he's the guy who called me one day and said, wow, he just saw his girls fight. He said, I was kind of an a-hole. I'm like, yeah. And he said he was sorry. You know you got a great brother when he calls you when you're like 30 and apologizes for your childhood. That's when you got good family.
Bumblebee Tuna Mark says, does the suspension of Payton make the Super Bowl winners any less of a champion?
No.
Why?
Well, the theory is that...
You know what? I'm tossing that question out. Tossing it out!
It's Bumblebee Tuna Mark. You
Thomas W. Wolf. Do the Harbaughs have another brother or even a cousin like the Browns?
That the Browns could hire. Look, I go with Chuds. Hang with Chuds. Give Chuds a chance.
You're sticking with Chuds, huh?
Give Chuds a chance. Do you guys think that all the talk about it being the Harbaugh Bowl will deter away from the actual game? The actual game? Hell no. But the hype? Sure, it's going to dominate the hype. But we'll have a lot more stories to talk about, especially once I get out there Media Day and start the Mr. Tumnus talk. We will we'll hijack the conversation for at least 15 minutes.
Ooh, gosh.
And I could only have wished that that had been my punishment because I'm going to do it no matter what, and I'd rather get it out of the way as a punishment.
Mr. Dumbness.
Maybe. No, I should make that be your punishment, is that you have to ask him to show us his feet to prove that he doesn't have hooves.
He can't because it's the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is what decides who gets punished. Or
right, right. No, I know. I wish punished. It had been decided. I would rather have you do it and me laugh rather than me have to. I don't have a lot of courage in that department.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little bit of a frightened church mouse when it comes to being obnoxious. It.
Yeah.
I can be obnoxious like this.
Right.
But not in public.
I see.
I fear it. And Steven lives for those moments because it's like, it's the stage. It's comedy. It's theater.
Well, I want to get a little serious here with what Tim Healy's question. I actually heard that Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers said that if he feels the brother questions are starting to detract, he will just stop answering them. He will just put the kibosh down, say, no more questions about my brother. Done. Move on.
Well, they've already gone out and said today that they will not do anything more than texting over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which they tend to text typically anyways. They don't spend a lot of time on the phone. But they do talk on the phone during the season.
Yeah, right.
Probably about once a week. And that won't happen. But they will continue to text.
Yeah.
Just, you know, polite things. Hope you had a great day.
I'd be like, good luck, bro. I'll talk to you after the Super Bowl.
They are a remarkably close family, Steven.
That's how I would be. Uh-uh. Yeah, you're my enemy, man. You're my enemy right now, dog.
They're a remarkably close family.
If this was my brother, David, I'd be like, I love you, bro. Good luck in the game. I'll talk to you after the Super Bowl. Boom. Click.
This sounds
click!
Like your family and my family, click! Steven, where these kids beat the crap out of each other when they were little. I mean, everything was competition, look, playing cards, playing ping pong.
Jim's the younger brother, right?
Jim is the youngest.
Okay,
correct.
That's all I'm saying. That's how I would be because I'm the youngest.
I'm the younger
the
brother too.
I'm the youngest of 10, right? So I would be like this. Look, John, good luck at the Super Bowl. I love you, man. I'll talk to you at the Super Bowl. Click. And that's it. It's on. I want to be my big brother. I lived for the day where I was bigger and stronger and that I could beat my big brother. Every little brother
lives
for the day when you could finally beat your big brother or something.
The day Mark and I stopped playing basketball. The day I jumped in the air and hit it back, swatted one of his shots. And it smacked off his nose.
And he was done. And he never wanted to play it anymore.
We never played basketball again.
Yeah.
I have a chipped tooth from my loving relationship with my big brother. I mean, we were brothers in every sense of the word.
Yeah, little brother always wants to win me. And I know that I would be like, if it was my brother, I'd be like, I love you. I wouldn't talk to him at the Super Bowl. I don't want you to even get a hint from a conversation that we had of something that I might be planning or thinking of doing. You can't get nothing off of me.
Yeah, but I wouldn't talk about football. You've got a life outside football, and not this time of year.
Yeah.
Dave Levine, our producer over at TalkSport.
What does he say?
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
Where is he?
He went all Carpenters. This is about an hour ago.
Oh, I see. What?
I love that. He went all Carpenters on me. I appreciate that going old school just for me. David and Karen Carpenter, why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Because just like me, they long to be close to you is the answer to that musical question. Judging them only on their uniforms, logos, which team will win the Super Bowl? Now that both have fallen, when did the Ravens fall?
I don't even know.
The Ravens. I've always thought the Ravens. Now, the Ravens have a slight advantage. They've only been in the league for 18 years.
Yes.
So they had an opportunity to see what every team has done recently. And I've always liked the Ravens logo, and I like purple. It's my favorite color. It's your favorite color.
My favorite color.
So I've always dug on their logo. Now, the San Francisco 49ers logo is classic.
It is classic.
And the gold is classic. And the gold representing Northern California and gold country and the gold rush.
But
I love
49ers.
It. A minor 49er.
A minor, so it's a minor. 49er, it's a man with a pick. Yeah. It could just smack the Raven. Little bird comes out, picking it right in the face.
Oh, right in the eye socket.
Just bow.
But Ravens.
And if the birds. Remember the birds?
Oh, yeah.
Were a whole bunch of Ravens in that one. They were scary Ravens.
So when I'm in Yosemite, Stephen, I heard a mating call of a Raven.
Oh, really?
So there's nothing better. I'm sorry. For those of us that live in sunshine, there's nothing better than being in a place covered with snow because it's so different. As we point out, I know you guys would say, just say. So I'm here, and I had given up the hike to the big trees because it was another couple miles.
Yes.
And I was pretty tired. My knee was hurting.
You're afraid of the big trees.
No, my knee was hurting. Yeah. I was just hiking in snow for too long. And so I let the family go on, and I sat for 45 minutes to an hour by myself on a stump. And the sound of snow falling from trees as it's melting in the sun.
Crack!
Boom. It's the old man from the State Farm commercial, Allstate, who blows on the thing and it falls in his chest and then the roof caves in.
Right.
But that sound is an amazing sound. Sometimes it's really loud, sometimes really soft. And then the animal sounds in wintertime are so different than the animal sounds in summertime. And there was a big raven, and instead of going, rah! He was actually doing a sound that I can't begin to mimic, but it was obviously a mating call because another bird showed up. I was just a little... I don't know how to describe it. That's a turkey, obviously, kind of thing. But it was a very strange sound, and I couldn't figure out where it was. And I finally saw this bird, and I'm like, that's a raven. And then I see him moving his beak, and next thing you know, a lady shows up. How you doing, he says. So he didn't actually say, how you doing?
Yeah.
But he was thinking it.
Because that would have freaked me out a little bit, had a raven said...
This comes back to the Mr. Tumnus. Dude... I have to do that, don't I? Ask him to show us his feet?
I don't know. If there was...
Bob would kill us.
If there was...
Damn it!
The
if it
knowledge that, one, he actually would get the reference.
You bring a photo. You bring the photos of him side by side. I mean, I've already thought this through, how you do this.
Plus,
to make sure
we have a close relationship with the PR staff at the
Niners.
I know,
and that makes me miserable.
So we're already going to get
we're going to burn that bridge.
Yeah, we're going to get
be being watched closer than other people because they know us.
Yes, they know us.
It's not that they have a vendetta.
And we've already got some pretty unprecedented access with
them. We have unprecedented access, and we have some big asks in.
That's right. That, too.
And we can't jeopardize those
asks. So...
Okay,
it would be fun. You know what? Let's give it to Gilbert Gottfried.
That's what I'm thinking.
If Gottfried's I
didn't see Gilbert Gottfried
last
year.
He wasn't there last year, no.
I know. So I'm thinking who will be there that would ask the question is Vic the Brick.
Yeah, Vic the Brick would do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it would only help
him. He's no longer on the Loose Cannons.
Really? Where is he?
Pat O'Brien. I don't know. I was listening to them on my way home from Friday, and Pratt O'Brien he said, we wish Vic
So you literally
the best.
Heard like the last show where they said, we wish him the best in his endeavors. He's no longer with us.
Yes, he's no longer with us.
Oh, man.
Apparently he went to somewhere where they're paying him more money.
Oh, well, good for him then.
Yeah, it's good for Vic, but.
We still got his card.
We do.
We got to contact him ahead of time.
I will email him and see if he's going to be
ahead
there.
Ahead of time and say, we've got something that we think will help your rep tremendously, and it would kill ours.
Yes.
So
we can't do it.
We need a positive rep, and you don't care. You like publicity.
Right.
Anyone that will, and if you think we're being unfair to Vic the Brick, the man wears a fur suit for a week.
Yeah.
Okay? He wears
with this
fur
hat. And this
fur.
Is real fur.
Like rabbit skins that he has hand sewn together.
This is fur, not like fall fur. This is real fur.
And he does it just to be silly, okay?
Yes.
So we're not being mean to him.
Sharon Blackman's got a question, and she's on the Wes Walker's wife kind of train.
She's also
Can
on the CIA's
watch list.
Can someone
explain to me why I'm supposed to care that it's Ray Lewis's last game? Why is this such a hot topic? This is not a model human. And it all goes back to...
Let's answer that question. Let's answer that question, Stephen, and let's get that out of the way because I do wonder how big a story it's going to become over the next 2 weeks.
Following Super Bowl 34 in Atlanta, Ray and his posse were at a party, and a fight broke out between Lewis and some of his friends and a couple other people, and two people died. Okay? Uh-huh. Ray Lewis and his two friends, I forgot their names, because they actually, one was named Oakley and the other Sweeting. They were charged, indicted on murder and aggravated assault charges. Okay? And
which we all agree is bad.
We all agree is very bad.
Okay.
Very bad. Ray Lewis's attorney, basically they got the charges dismissed in exchange for Lewis basically giving testimony against his two friends, Oakley and Sweeting.
And there was a financial
and
settlement.
And he then pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge of obstruction of justice. And then he settled with the two families of the two victims.
For a civil suit.
For a civil suit.
Which is different than the criminal suit.
Right. One was for...
And the civil suit, he very well could have been found guilty of some involvement in murder.
Yes, yes.
And so, correct. But civil things can be settled out of court for monetary damages, and criminal cases generally can't be.
Later on, his two friends, Oakley and Sweeting, they were acquitted. They okay. were, and
so
no
nobody
one has been charged
jail
with
for
the
two
murder.
People's murder.
Right, for the
that's bad.
Yeah. So there you go. And then, but his involvement that he was actually there.
He was significantly involved.
Right. So much so, Jeff, that a white suit that he was claimed to have been wearing that night
had blood on it.
Has never been found.
Oh, I thought, oh, because it was reported to have
blood on it. Reported to have a lot of blood of
and
the
it's
victims.
It's like, where's your suit? I don't know.
Yeah, and it has never been found.
I left it in my other pants.
Yeah. So that's just the story as we know. Those are just facts that we know.
Is there baggage in Ray Lewis's history? Yes. Is it dirty baggage? Yes. Does it mean that he did he kill somebody? No.
No.
Okay? But was he around a really, really bad situation? Absolutely.
Really. Yeah.
And has he... I would ask this. Has he paid anything for this? And I'd say yes.
Right.
Anyone who has been dragged through legal proceedings knows that nobody comes out unscarred.
Right. Right.
Okay? Now, what has he done with his life since? He's done a heck of a lot of good.
Right.
Does that excuse whatever culpability he had in the past? No! But he has built up some pretty good cred since then.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of charitable stuff.
And
he's got
he
the
does.
52
he has foundations.
Foundation,
I know.
Which, you know, which doesn't... So.
And frankly, people are getting tired of... I've heard the Tebow joke. I saw, I think Mortensen started it, that he's going to make Tebow look like an atheist by the end of this because of his religious talk.
Yes.
Now, my thing with this religious talk is it's not very comprehensible. Right. It's but you know what? Ray is Ray, and Ray is sincere, and he lives with his heart on his sleeve. That is how he lives. And that is the reason he is a great leader and a great teammate, and the reason his guys love playing for him.
But the other thing that, you know, that Welker's wife alluded to, you know, he's got six children with four different women.
She said wives. None of them were his wives. Well, he didn't marry any of them.
Well, we're not sure of that.
Yes, we are.
Are you sure not married any of them?
Didn't marry any of them.
Wow.
Okay. And Steve and I don't condone that.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't condone the multiple kids for multiple women thing.
Yeah.
Unless it happens because you got married and it didn't work out, in which case, fine, that happens. But, you know, does not take responsibility. Who knows? It's okay, so there's stuff in Ray's past that is not good, but there's stuff in my past that isn't good. There's nothing in Steve's past, but everyone else, there's stuff in their past that isn't good. So, why is this a hot topic? That's why. Because people want to... Here's what we want in society. We want to say, this guy is the salt of the earth. He walks on water just like Jesus did. And so, everyone follow him, and he will wash away all your sins.
Right.
Sorry, folks, we're human.
Yeah.
Life is a lot more gray and sticky than that. We are mixed bags and flawed human beings. Some of us more flawed than others. Some of us more blessed than others. Ray Lewis is flawed and blessed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Martin Joyce says, if you were both...
I love this.
If you both were to coach against your brother, who would win?
My brother would beat me.
I would.
And you would beat your brother.
Yeah.
Now, let's reverse roles. I'm going to assess Steven's situation, and Steven's going to assess my situation. And I say Steven wins against his brothers, any of them. And you assess me against my brother. Who wins?
I'm not sure Mark knows that much about football.
I don't think it matters. That's how freaking competitive
he is.
And strategic.
He could be.
And genius, unfortunately, my brother is.
Yeah, Mark is pretty savvy.
He is savvy. That is his essence.
Yeah.
Is savvy. And I don't feel like I ever have a chance when I'm playing him in anything. The reason I'm not a better chess player is because I just gave up.
Yeah.
He would beat me in five moves and laugh.
Did he ever
do
that?
Yes, he beat me in three moves.
He did the three moves.
Yes, he did the three moves.
Yeah.
And I've never fallen for the banana in the tailpipe since. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. But my brother is a really good man.
Did he at least teach you the move?
No.
Did he at least teach you this is why I beat you?
He would never give me anything. Really? He would teach me magic tricks.
Yeah.
That was about it. Besides that, he kept everything else secret.
Yeah.
Great volleyball player.
Yeah, the three move, man. You just don't ever do that.
Will there be more than two women commenting on your post? Please suppress your adolescent chuckle at that. Which individual player will have the biggest impact on the game? Who will be the Super Bowl MVP? Vimal Vias. Vimal, I'm sorry that you're feeling genderly excluded. But yeah, Sharon posted stuff. And we have more male listeners than female listeners. And for a show that talks about football, we have a heck of a lot more female listeners than most people.
Yeah.
Okay? And Vimal, love you. Love you. Okay. Right. Who will win the advertising battle? Chrysler or a food giant? Volkswagen, Chrysler, or food giant? I don't know. As we said with the wives, we don't see the commercials because we're at the game.
Yeah.
But Steven will stay up one night watching them all on TV.
Them.
Steelers GM said this week there's no position is safe in the draft. Are they looking for Big Ben's replacement in round one? Already some commentators have suggested that would be bull crap. Big Ben will never be on the trading block. He is the franchise.
Yeah, he's safe. I think if the Steelers take a quarterback, it'll be later in the draft. It's certainly not going to be round one.
Is Tony Dungy correct in claiming the system is broken in regards to the absence of minority GM and head coach hires, or is this year merely an anomaly? Steven, I have some very strong opinions on this. I think the Rooney Rule has been fading quickly into the sunset. And without league permission, I think teams have been ignoring the Rooney Rule for some time.
Yeah. I think the problem with the Rooney Rule is that it only applies to the head coach.
Right.
And it doesn't apply to front office jobs. It doesn't apply to defensive and offensive coordinator jobs.
Positions. And it should.
And you can't be ready to be a head coach if you haven't been an offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator.
Thank you.
So if you're going to have the rule, look, whether you agree or not that the rule should be in place, if you're going to have it, you got to make it include defensive and offensive.
We're
going to
make a rule whereby all presidential candidates must be considered. You must consider black presidential candidates. Now, we're also going to make another rule that will be off the books, that the highest level of job experience you could ever have is working at a Krusty Burger.
Right.
Okay, well, good luck then in the presidential race. If you can't be a congressman, then you can't be a senator. If you can't be a senator, then you can't be a president. There's an order that you move through.
Yes. Yeah, and so I think that's the bigger problem.
If you can't be a coordinator, it's hard to be a head coach.
And so I think, you know,
Dungy's tweaking it.
Right. They got to tweak it so that it includes front office positions, offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators. And the fact that, you know what, I'm going to bring a brother in just to interview him, even though this is not someone who I even want. You got to at least bring a minority candidate who you strongly consider to be your head coach. You can't just bring him in just to honor the stupid rule.
However, I would point to Leslie Frazier in Minnesota as somebody that was very much a token interview.
Yeah.
And you know what happened through token interviews? He got pretty good at interviewing, and then he went in and nailed himself a job, and now he's doing a good job.
Right.
So a part of the reason also, I want to say this one last thing. There was a time that it was trendy to want a black NFL coach.
Right.
Just like it's trendy right now to want mobile quarterbacks. All NFL presidents and CEOs and owners want is to win. They generally don't give a crap what race you are. They want to win. And there was a time that Tony Dungy, it was his era, and Lovie Smith in the Super Bowl, wow, you have to be a black coach to be good in the NFL. Well, then for God's sake, give me a black coach. You don't have to be a black coach or a white coach. It was Martin Luther King Day yesterday. You have to be a competent coach.
Yes.
And your color's irrelevant, but you're never going to get the job experience if you don't have the Rooney Rule.
Right.
So you need the Rooney Rule to get the job experience, but stop playing. We just play follow the leader. Mobile quarterback, black coach, black coach. No! Look, it's got to work for you. Hey, that's all I'm saying about that.
Of all the teams who missed the playoffs this year, which team has the best chance of making the Super Bowl next season?
We look over our shoulders because the only helmets not there are the Super Bowl teams.
Do you know what? With the Tressman at the Chicago Bears, I like the Bears. I think the Bears might have a chance only because they've got the players in place, and I think Tressman will utilize those players.
Super Bowl. The question is Super Bowl.
Bears, Giants.
Yeah.
I'd say those two teams didn't make the playoffs.
Nolens,
the Super Bowl.
The Saints.
Saints will probably be back with Sean Payton at the helm.
I'd like to think the Cowboys, but I can't. I need to see some institutional change there. Maybe Andrew Luck with the Colts, maybe.
Did you read my 7 questions?
I did.
They might.
And I read your salary cap column.
They might get you. Yeah, no. That doesn't make
Sorry
me,
to bum you
that
out.
Doesn't make me very happy.
But I read your column, dude.
With the Cowboys making
your columns
the Super Bowl.
Are getting read by thousands and thousands of people.
Yes, they are.
Okay,
I'm very happy
are you
about
excited
that.
For the Pro Bowl? No, biggest event of the season, right? Right?
Yeah, baby, bring it. Are we gonna watch it together? We're not even gonna be together. I leave before you. You're traveling to New Orleans on your own, dude.
I feel very terrified.
Are you like,
to fly that far alone?
Are you going
to
be all right?
I've only flown to Uzbekistan by myself.
Uzbekistan?
That's a lonely
Where
flight.
Do they play football in Uzbekistan?
Yeah, they haven't yet.
Yeah, that's that was before. A
long time ago.
That was another Jeff.
But I did tell Mike about my story about watching the Super Bowl on a black and white TV in Cambodia.
Yeah.
That was pretty depressing, actually.
Yeah.
The announcers were terrible. Now, we spent... I hear it, Stephen. Do you hear it?
What?
Baltimore Raven fans whining that we didn't talk about their win enough and how great Joe Flacco was.
I know, we
Do you
went
hear
to
that whining?
Yeah.
Do you hear? Well, the whining of Ravens fans is like a...
I do like their billboard that about because the Patriots
awesome.
Had their billboard that said Ray Lewis's retirement
right.
party, blah, blah, blah.
Patriots,
well, they've got
Ray Lewis retirement party.
Ray Lewis retirement party has been moved to February 3rd. New England not invited.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that. I just saw New England had a counter.
Yes, had a
and
counter.
That was down. Awesome. I thought
yeah,
that
well,
was
this
fabulous.
One says retirement party changed to February 3rd, which is the day of the Super Bowl.
I'm well aware of that.
New England not invited.
New England not invited. And trust me, that will be his final game.
Yeah, it will be.
One way or the other.
Win, lose, or draw.
John
Harbaugh.
There's
no draw.
Did a great job. Joe Flacco did a great job.
Tell the
New
Ravens how great they did.
I have been a Ravens guy since August. I don't know what else I can do but to say that I picked you
I
to
know.
Be in this situation.
People don't like you.
5 months ago, and guess what? You're in this situation. If that's hate, I don't know what else to do. Joe Flacco, is he a top 10 quarterback? Sure. I don't know who I got to bump off the list, but sure. Did he have a horribly inconsistent season? Yes.
Yeah.
But you know what? When you live by the deep ball, your numbers are not going to look as sexy as everybody else's. And here's something that I haven't heard said, Stephen, that I'm going to
say
here first.
Say it.
We may have here, these two teams,
yeah.
We may have the two best deep ball quarterbacks in the NFL, in Colin Kaepernick and Joe Flacco.
I don't know. Deep ball?
They throw a sexy, beautiful, deep spiral, 50, 65 yards, and it looks effortless. And they float it so beautifully and can drop it over a guy's shoulder. Torrey Smith being the recipient, Michael Crabtree being a recipient, this week Vernon Davis being a recipient. These two quarterbacks rock at throwing the deep ball, and I love it. There's nothing sexier in the game of NFL than the deep ball. I like it better than the kick return. The hush silence when a quarterback unleashes a deep ball. That 2 seconds in the air feels like an eternity.
And it's especially good if you have the old NFL film soundtrack on the you know behind it as the ball as they show the spiral in the air in slow motion. Yeah, it's pretty classic. I have become a huge fan of A Football Life on NFL.
Oh, Network. Sure. Great series.
And the Marcus Allen.
Marcus one, Allen now.
Really, I sat through there watching the Marcus Allen Football Life. What was wrong with Al Davis?
He got in the doghouse, dude.
I love that man, but...
I know, me too, but he got in the doghouse. And you know you'll still see Marcus around town.
Yeah.
He is. He's one of the least... he doesn't hide from people like a lot of celebrities do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And everybody knows who Marcus... In L.A., everybody knows who Marcus Allen is.
Right.
For his days at USC and for his days with the Raiders when they were here.
Right.
And so he's one of the most recognizable guys in L.A. And you'll see him at concerts and things.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just a good guy.
But I really didn't know. I mean, I knew that Al didn't like him, but I didn't know that
he was so
Al
in the doghouse.
Like
you
him.
Remember when they lit the torch after Al passed and Marcus was there?
Was the one. Well, that was the family asked him to.
That was the significance. Was Al Davis's family said, Marcus, we think our father has been very unfair to you.
Yeah.
And we would like you to come back, please.
Yeah, and light this torch. And that he did it was showed pretty cool.
And he's a class guy. That's what I've got. I love Marcus Allen.
The fact that, when he went to the Chiefs, I mean, he torched the Raiders.
Twice a year.
I mean, very, very interesting.
But, Steven, you're loving on Joe Flacco right now.
Yeah.
This one always interrupts your love for Joe Flacco.
The 240 yards, it's just not it's
three
not
touchdowns.
Sexy. It was three touchdowns. It was.
That's not sexy?
Well, they were all short. I mean, and it was like...
That's hard to do.
His deep... But once again, Jeffrey, it's like I don't want to put him in the Trent Dilfer category. But once again, it's his defense that has just been putting him in fabulous positions.
Who's been scoring 45 points a game lately?
The New England Patriots.
No. Look at the numbers recently. Since we had the change, Cam Cameron out at offensive coordinator, Jim Caldwell.
They scored 28. I thought they were going to have to score 35 because New England had been scoring 42.
What have I been telling people about the New England Patriots? That their defense is playing a hell of a lot better than people would realize.
Yes.
And they scored 33 against the Giants. But beginning of the season, what is this offense capable of? 44 week one, 30 against the same Patriots, 31 against the same Patriots week three. They're capable 55 points against Oakland week 10. This is not a 50-point team, but they become a 30-point team, Steven. I think they right now are a 30-point team because of the double punch of Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce being able to spell Ray Rice because Ray Rice is getting older. And it's perfect timing to have a Bernard Pierce come along. Ray's 26. I know, people are like, that's not old. But he's got a lot of miles on him, okay? When you have the multi-thousand-yard seasons, those wear on you. And now Bernard Pierce is there. And Anquan Boldin.
The Baltimore Raven offense
have a hand clap.
That I remember.
Can I have a hand clap?
Yeah, what do you want the hand clap for? Who gets it?
Me.
What do you get a hand clap for?
Because I sat on Sky TV to watch number 81 because Anquan Boldin was going to be the best player in this game. And he was.
Bald. He had no one to defend him.
I don't say crap on TV very frequently that makes me go, I got it right.
We'll pat your shoulder. It's all good.
Will you rub him once you get there? It's a little stiff.
But look, they scored 17 at the end of the season against the Bengals.
Dude, nobody played. Okay? Flacco wasn't in that game but for a series. They treated it like week four of the preseason.
They beat the Giants handily.
Right.
33-14.
That was when they got their crap together, and I knew they could make the run.
Denver killed them 34-17.
Denver was a bad game.
They lost to the Redskins.
That was the first week with Caldwell in there as offensive coordinator.
Pittsburgh
was what got Caldwell, Cameron, fired.
Let me finish. The week before that, San Diego Chargers held them to 16 points. The San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
Okay. And the only reason they won that game was because 4th and 29, Ray Rice on a 2-yard pass from Flacco.
Epic.
Okay.
Epic. So you're saying saying that Joe Flacco completed a 29-yard pass?
No,
on
it was a 2-yard pass.
It goes in the books. It's a 29-yard completion.
Exactly.
I love that. So you're saying that Joe Flacco did something ridiculously amazing.
I'm just saying that Joe Flacco, for everybody who wants me to love on Joe Flacco, is like, look, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl for the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody believe Trent Dilfer's the greatest quarterback in the world?
Let me tell you somebody who doesn't. Trent Dilfer.
Okay.
He doesn't think he is.
He knows he had a great defense.
He had a cast.
And the reason that they beat the New York Giants. Ensemble. I mean, they smacked the Giants around in that Super Bowl. I've not even seen the Super Bowl from beginning to end. I'll be honest. It's the one Super Bowl. There have been 46 Super Bowls, Jeffrey. There's only one that I have not seen from beginning to end. It was that one. Ravens beating the Giants. You know what? Let's see what happens this week against in 2 weeks against San Francisco.
I believe in Joe Flacco. I absolutely do, and I think that
so you're what taking coach the, you did, think you're taking the Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
I'm not in any
you're
position,
not in position
to
make
a pick yet.
Make a pick, okay?
It's far too early. I suspect that I'll be taking the 49ers because it's where my heart is and it's where my head is. But let me tell you, the biggest piece that keeps me from picking them just immediately is that it's going to be Colin Kaepernick's 10th game in the NFL as a starter. That's a rather small sample size.
It is.
Because there's guys that have won more playoff games.
So you're going to make me wait, so I can't make my pick
you
until the
end? You said
you're
making your pick to win your pick. You don't care
to
about
win.
The challenge game.
But I need to at least know who it is you're picking.
No, you said it's not going to influence you in the least.
Oh,
well,
it's not.
So it doesn't matter whom I'm going to take.
Yeah.
Because Steven has acknowledged that he... here's what I promise you.
Yes.
I will make my pick before you.
Okay.
So that I don't just copy you.
You haven't made your pick before me. I've already got my pick. I could tell you my pick today, right now, this minute. But I don't want to do that because I don't want it to influence your pick.
Well, being the consistent guy that I am, I would pick against you just to make you lose. Or I would copy you just to make you lose.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to say
because I'm consistent.
Who I'm picking.
I care about winning more than I care about being right.
Yes, see.
I care about winning.
And that's why I
will
make my pick.
I thought winning was everything.
That's right, and me getting the pick right would be winning.
Yeah, but then the challenge the game is the big deal. But apparently the challenge game is subservient to a Super Bowl prediction.
Yes. Yes.
And you would, and that's your point
of
view.
But because I do know you, that's why I am not making my pick
right now.
The
challenge game pick for me trumps the Super Bowl.
That's why I am waiting for you to make your pick
before
I decide.
And I have a history of it trumping the Super Bowl, and it worked out for me by dumb luck.
Yes.
And this could work out for me. Well, it works out for me, period, because I win the challenge game if I just copy Steven.
Yes.
So,
but that's why I'm making you make your pick,
Steven,
first.
And that's what I was saying is I will make my pick first. Just because you've made your pick now, it doesn't mean that you beat me or something.
Yeah.
I will declare
my
pick.
I will not say mine publicly until you chomp yours in.
I will declare mine first.
Chomp it in.
I want to declare it first. I'm just not prepared to yet. I frankly am going to wait till that week because I am looking forward to the pool reports from practices.
Yes.
And I want to make sure guys get through without injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy of these teams' health relative as they are, because if the Patriots had to play this next week, they couldn't win. Too many key injuries.
Yeah.
Stephen Ridley, we still haven't gotten a report on him and his health. He got destroyed.
Well, because he's no longer playing anymore.
But he got destroyed.
his team's gone, so who cares about
that
injury report?
Everyone's taking so much joy in New England losing, including me, but... There are a handful of Patriots fans out there, and for them, we say, we're sorry for your loss.
We are.
Well, that's not true. We're happy for your loss, but we're sorry for you. Okay? We feel sorry for you, but we're happy for your loss.
21-0 in the second half. The Patriots were outscored by the Ravens. 21 nada.
Anquan Boldin, I said it on TV. Anquan Boldin.
How does that happen?
I think they get your number, dude. I think they got your number.
They got that? Is that what it is?
Yeah. And then, again, once Ridley went down, and Ridley went down late, but once Ridley went down, you're one-dimensional.
The Patriots had a 13-7 halftime lead.
13-7.
Twice they were forced to kick field goals when normally the Patriots would have scored touchdowns.
Once they punted at the 34.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was very un-Bill Belichick-like. However, given the weather, I don't know that I blame him, but it was very curious.
So 13-7 halftime, and you're thinking, oh, we're pretty good. We're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Then 21 unanswered points.
Amazing.
7 in the third, 14 in the fourth. The Ravens just rolled, and the defense did not look old for the first time in a few games.
Defense wins championships.
The defense did not look old. They did.
Steven, this is the healthiest they have been all season.
But they're not healthy. There's a whole bunch of guys that are not playing.
But they've got their starters back. At key positions.
Okay.
And it's allowed
but
the secondary
got three starters
players.
Not in there.
But this is still the healthiest they have been week one.
Sure.
You give them a couple more weeks now, and this is going to be a formidable matchup, Stephen. This is going to be an epic Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what I'm excited for. Can I tell you what I'm excited for?
Beyonce.
Yeah, baby.
I knew it. I'm looking forward to stretching my legs.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to jump in the bay.
You have to miss half the first half.
Why?
You mean be on the field?
No.
Oh, I don't know what jump in the bay means.
Jump in the bay, you know, the Gulf of Mexico.
The bay?
We're not going to be close to the Gulf. I'm sorry, the Gulf is what I meant to
say. We'll be close to the Gulf.
Yeah, we'll go jump in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
I have not been to the Gulf of Mexico since my college days.
I've never been to the Gulf
You've
of Mexico.
You've never been? I mean, I tell you, you know what? I'm going to get some buddies on the phone, and they're like
they're
a couple hours
party
away.
In the French Quarter?
And, man, we're going to have a good time.
Can I have jambalaya? I love jambalaya.
You can. I'm not a big jambalaya
fan. I love jambalaya.
I don't like shrimp.
I love shrimp.
I'm not a shrimp guy.
Cajun food, dude. I am so stoked to hopefully get out of that damn hotel.
All right.
At some point, we've got to go.
We must chomp it in.
We thank you for your listening and
I'm gonna
for
give
hanging
you this.
With
you,
us.
You get this one last time, and then that's it.
I am the smartest man alive!
From three games down to one game up. How does that happen, Steven?
I was stupid.
There it is. I'm Jeff Ellis, and next to me is Stupid.
I'm Steven Miranda. This is NFL Rants and Raves. Jeffrey, we are so close to 500. I can taste it. Man, that's not how I taste stuff,
a nice
man.
Nice Chianti.
We're out, people.
Work, busy bee!